With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Gravel, Williamson County Judge. I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon. We have quite a bit of information that we would like to update you on. This morning, I believe, in our notice, we made you aware of our seventh fatality to COVID-19. And unfortunately, just a few moments ago, we had our eighth death as well, too. And as county judge, I am heartbroken for the families and for their loss. We are striving to open up our community and our economy, and the reality is there are people that are struggling to survive. And so my thoughts and prayers as county judge go with those families. Today at Commissioner's Court, we were able to announce federal CARES Act funds that have been received by Williamson County. The dollar amount is just north of $93 million. And I would like to tell you a little bit about how that came about. And I certainly want to recognize those that have helped us. Early on, Senator John Cornyn and his senior staff communicated with us that as a county with a population of above 500,000 people, we could file directly for CARES Act funds instead of being reimbursed. In the past, Williamson County, as well as the smaller counties that are around us, the way you get federal reimbursement is through submitting paperwork and waiting on sometimes a really long time to get reimbursed for that. And they reimburse at a rate of 75%, and then the county would bear the 25%. What's exciting about the Federal CARES Act funds, guys, it's a lot of money. And it's considerably more than the county has spent in this emergency. But what's impressive about the CARES Act funds, and we're still working through it logistically to understand that, but what's important to understand is that the county will be able to use those funds to assist other groups, organizations, and perhaps even local businesses. For example, one provision in the CARES Act funds for the county is we can reimburse anyone that is providing meals to our most precious population, for example, Meals on Wheels. So you're going to see the county work to reach out to the different groups and organizations help them as we can. We did call a special session of Commissioner's Court for this Friday. And I believe it is the intention of the court that we would, as soon as practicable, provide money to local businesses here in Williamson County. We're going to vote on those policies and procedures on Friday. But the reality is we have the money in our checking account, and that money does not help our people unless we can get it out to them. Now, as a Republican and a fiscal conservative, that's a lot of money. And you and I both know that it will be upon, I guess, my kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids to pay that off. But the opportunity to help our local businesses is really important to me as county judge. And I would say our commissioner's court today was unanimous in that. It's really important for you to understand, though, that if it wasn't for Senator Cornyn and if it wasn't for my congressman, John Carter, we would have never got these funds. And so I personally want to say thank you to Congressman Carter and his staff and Senator Cornyn and his staff for helping us. We've never been down this road before, and they were incredibly gracious and kind. And in fact, Senator Cornyn and Congressman Carter, their staffs have been working very closely with us for the last many days. Today on the board is the 88th day since I first had a conversation about COVID-19, and it's been long. But the partnership at the federal and the state level has been really amazing. And I also want to say this, too. I think Williamson County is in the best position to make decisions about how to use the money locally. I don't think those decisions are best made in Washington. I think they're best made here in Williamson County. And I deeply appreciate our U.S. Congressman John Carter and U.S. Senator John Cornyn for seeing that. And so I certainly want to say thank you to them. The amount of money was based upon population. And being a county, by the way, you wonder, does the census ever make a difference? And the answer is for Williamson County, the census in 2010 made all of the difference during this disaster. So really grateful for those funds. And we have a team at court, Commissioner's Court, that will be led by our treasurer, Scott Hesselmeyer, who's leading this task force to help us discover how we can best get those funds out. I'm also really excited to announce today some testing centers that will be available starting as soon as this Thursday here in Williamson County. One of the testing locations will be made available here locally and operated by Williamson County and Williamson County and City's Health District. And we're really fortunate to be able to get that up and running. But as well today at Commissioner's Court, we signed an agreement with a private company that is offered to provide testing for Williamson County at three or four different locations. And they've offered to do that free of charge. We would provide them the testing kits and then the PPEs for that. So I hope by Friday, or let's say Monday at the latest, that we could have as many as four different testing sites here in Williamson County. And we're really, really grateful for that. Our IT department has worked really hard in creating an online tool to be used for these assessments, and those locations are going to remain confidential. But if you get onto that site and go through the screening and they believe that you need to be tested, then they'll give you the time and the location of where to report to. As you know, the health department is currently investigating a cluster of individuals at a nursing home in Round Rock. And the numbers that I have here today is that there were 50 individuals within that nursing home, some of them being employees and some of them being residents that have tested positive for COVID-19. And the nursing facility, along with Williamson County and our health district, we're working really hard to support them. And I just want to be unequivocally clear. The most precious resource we have in Williamson County is our most vulnerable resource. It's our senior adults. And we will use any and all tools necessary and lawful to help our seniors when there's a problem. And we're working really hard to protect the lives of the individuals that are there. And in fact, we took the extraordinary step of testing every single resident and employee. And during the middle of the night, had those tests transported to our testing facility up in Denton, Texas. So that is a bit of an update of where we're at. Connie, did I miss anything?
I don't believe so.
Okay, good. So I think I have a few minutes for questions, and I apologize for being a little quick, But there are some urgent matters that we're dealing with here at the ESOC. Connie, are they going to ask questions out loud, or are they going
to? No, we're just going to ask them to type them in. So we'll see if they have questions right now. Is there a second nursing home cluster being investigated?
There is a second nursing home that is currently being investigated, and the health district did an amazing job with the first facility and with this facility as well. If there's a problem, we will respond appropriately. Our senior adults, again, are our most precious resource, and we will use the reasonable means necessary to protect them. I would also say as well, too, that our number one goal as a county, and I shared that with you a few weeks ago, was to protect our nursing homes. And we, through the leadership of Dr. Palazzo at the Health District, she issued and we delivered some medical directives very early on. And that was really to kind of lock down and secure those facilities and make sure that they were using best practices. And so we took some really aggressive steps early on to protect this vulnerable population, and we're going to work really hard to keep them safe. I do want to say something that I think is important. The health district set up a team made up of some folks that went and was out checking on nursing homes. And the response team, actually one of our Williamson County paramedics who serves as the lead on that team, she was really the first one to discover that there might be a problem in Round Rock. And I have to tell you that I'm heartbroken at the number of folks that are ill. But I am grateful that a paramedic saw something and she said something. And it created an immediate response to protect lives. And even today, we have teams that are going to our nursing home and senior adult living facilities, making sure that they have all of the resources they need and asking probative questions. So I'm really grateful to that paramedic. Someday we'll recognize her, and she's just a hero.
Judge, how many tests does the county have stockpiled, and how many tests has the county conducted?
So I did see an email from our head executive director, and countywide there have been 3,800 tests, which would be public and private tests. The county currently is in possession of about 2,000 tests, but today at Commissioner's Court, we voted to purchase, I believe, another 3,500. And so I think we stand at about 5,500 tests currently, and those testing sites that will open tomorrow will be using those test kits. So we're moving swiftly to test folks.
Okay, do you have any more information on the second nursing home?
I do. Our health district is working tirelessly to protect our senior adults, and we're going to allow them to do their job to protect the individuals that are there so we can take the appropriate steps.
Okay. Regarding the new rules for business opening, mm-hmm. How does the county plan to handle enforcement of these new rules?
Well, let me say what's been amazing in Williamson County. We've not arrested anyone, and we've not fined anyone. Williamson County's really complied really well. And my suspicion is that with the new rules, the county's going to continue to comply. And I'd like to give, if I could, a shout out to one community. One of the communities that I was worried about early on, and I'm still concerned about today, is our Sun City community. It has over 15,000 adults that live there. And early on, their homeowners association made the decision to shut down all of their clubs and pickleball and, you know, golf and several different things. And through my stay home, stay safe order, I actually wrote in there that the golf courses must remain closed. And daily we were evaluating those decisions, but here's the reality in Sun City with a population of 15,000 people. They're the smartest adults I know. And what we had is one confirmed positive case in Sun City that is already completely recovered. So this past Friday, I sent a letter to the Homeowners Association releasing back to them the authority to open and operate their golf course. And my point in the story very simply is this. We have really compliant folks. And look, we all want to get our businesses back opened, but we're still in the middle of an emergency, and we have to protect lives.
Okay. So with the new testing capabilities, how many tests will Williamson County be able to do per week?
That is a great question. Our goal in totality is 6,000 tests, and I'm unsure at how long it will take us to get to that, but I'm really grateful that we're moving in that direction.
Okay. And then will you be comfortable going out to restaurants, retails, or movie theaters when they reopen on Friday?
Our businesses need to thrive, and it's going to take all of us some time to feel a level of comfort. I have to admit to you that when I leave emergency management, I wear my mask everywhere that I go. And even though we haven't mandated that in Williamson County, I would just strongly urge folks to, if they have it, to wear a mask. It's good for you and it's good to protect others. I think I'm going to be cautious. I want to patronize and support our local businesses. But I think, like most Texans, we're going to support, but we're going to kind of tip our toe in the water in that effort. And so I have been supporting local businesses because we've been, you know, I had a pizza today to go from a business down on the Courthouse Square. So we've done that. I just think I will be cautious when I go and sit in some place. I've seen the worst side of this. And I think it'd be cautious.
Okay. Do you know how accurate the current tests are?
Well, so they're the nasal swabs that are FDA approved, and they're the most reliant test that we have. But as far as the accuracy on that, I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. So just to clarify, as far as who can go to our testing sites, could you clarify the testing sites and how people sign up on the website?
Yeah, so you would go to the website. Connie, what's the website address?
It's the WCCHD.org website right now.
Okay, so you would go to the
WCCHD.org.
And any person that's a resident of Williamson County can get on there and begin to fill out the information. And as you go through there and answer those series of questions, it will direct you to whether you need to be tested or whether you don't need to be tested and when you need to reevaluate that. I'm really excited with what our IT department has built. We already have individuals scheduled for Thursday and Friday. And there's a lot of folks responding. So it's really quite easy to sign up if you're symptomatic. It's pretty easy to sign up. And I would encourage every resident of Williamson County, and I want to make this clear, when you come to these testing sites, if you're tested, it will be free of charge. And Williamson County will bear the cost of that.
Any information on where nursing home is located and how many tests have been administered there? I believe that's for the second nursing home.
Sure. Both nursing homes that I've referenced are located in Williamson County. And out of respect to those facilities, we're going to keep that confidential because they have protocols that they have to follow in notifying family and friends. I'm sorry, in notifying families. And so we want to respect that process and allow them to do that. We also want to respect the process that we have a lot of personnel moving in and out of there to support them. And my suspicion is that as we continue to look, we may find other facilities. But our goal as a county is to be there to support and help those care facilities.
Okay. That appears to be all the questions that I have. Does Judge Gravel think it's too soon to be taking the reopening measures that the state is taking? And we can end with that question.
Yeah, and so that's the final question. And the question was, do I think it's too soon to begin the reopening? The answer is, I agree with the governor. And let me explain why. Because we're being really thoughtful in what we're reopening. And I don't know what you guys know, but any restaurant that I've been into, having 25% of the space occupied is not a lot of space. So that gives the room for people to expand out. So I think that was thought through really well, and I think it's really thoughtful. I also think the governor was very thoughtful about barbershops and beauty shops and nail salons. And listen, I'm just like the rest of you. I know I look a little raggedy, but it's the best I've got. And I think if we're just patient there, we will see some success. Now, with all of that said, what you need to be aware of is that the governor has completely closed the valve to senior care facilities and nursing homes. So what I'm trying to say is we've learned where the vulnerable population is. We have learned where it can be more harmful than helpful. And I think the moves have been very thoughtful. I think Texas is ready to open up. And then I think there are some folks that are frightful about it. And I think for all of us, it's going to take a little bit of time to adjust to the new norm. And I hope for you that the new norm involves a mask. And that you would make that personal decision to wear one. I don't wear a mask just for me. I wear it for the people that are around me that I care about. So I would encourage you to do the same thing. I want to thank you guys this afternoon. I need to step out because we're working on other matters, and today's Tuesday. So I hope you have a great Tuesday afternoon, and we'll see you again soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.